From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is holding a listening session at the White House with students, parents, and teachers about guns. Among those taking part in the session, students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where a gunman killed 17 people 1 week ago. More than 100 of the school students also gathered Wednesday at Florida State Capitol to call for changes in the state's gun laws. The American Christian evangelist Billy Graham, often viewed as the most influential preacher of the 20th century, died Wednesday at the age of 99. He conducted massive rallies called Crusades on every continent except Antarctica. He even preached in Soviet bloc nations before the fall of communism. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta district said Wednesday they're waiting their turn to die. Among one of the most intense bombardments of the war by pro-government forces on the besieged, rebel-held enclave near Damascus. At least 38 people died Wednesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 310 people have been killed in the district since Sunday night, with more than 1,550 people injured. Eastern Ghouta is a densely populated agricultural district on the outskirts of Damascus. It's the last large area near the capital still under rebel control. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to the Security Council to approve an urgent 30-day ceasefire across Syria. This is VOA News. Israel's longtime leader is facing a deepening corruption investigation that is threatening his grip on power. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli media say a close associate of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to testify against him in a bribery scandal. Shlomo Filber was arrested on suspicion of promoting the interests of Israel's powerful telecom company in exchange for more positive news coverage of the prime minister. Police have not confirmed that Filber has turned state's witness, but Netanyahu quickly denied any wrongdoing. Opposition leaders like Tzipi Livni are calling on the Israeli leader to resign. She said Netanyahu is corrupt and is so preoccupied with trying to save his political life that he cannot effectively govern. But Netanyahu's right-wing coalition is standing behind him. The final decision on an indictment rests with the Attorney General and could take months. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more than a decade, African nations have put in a generally dismal performance on Transparency International's annual Corruption Perceptions Index, and they continued to do so in 2017. For 2017, that is, VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Transparency International's regional advisor for Southern Africa, Kate Mwaki, described Africa's past year.
Most African governments are failing to address corruption in the region, although we do have leaders that have invested in systemic responses to build strong institutions and create behavior change. So in terms of some of these rays of hope, at the top of the table, we have Botswana, Seychelles, Cabo Verde, Rwanda, and Namibia, who all score currently over 50. And then in terms of the very bottom of the table, there hasn't been much change. We still have the likes of South Sudan, Somalia, right at the bottom, and significant declines from countries like Malawi, Madagascar, Mozambique, and Guinea-Bissau.
But, she says, the African Union and several key leaders, notably the presidents of the two largest economies on the continent, Nigeria and South Africa, have recently made clean governance a pet issue. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.